All right, leading off, Will Gibbs, the second baseman for Harrisburg. That's where we'll start things here this afternoon with Mules Baseball. Kane Hixonball on the mound, Alec Pruitt behind the plate. Will Gibbs, the second baseman for Harrisburg, will start things off. Hixonball is set. Here is the pitch. And that's in for a strike. Nice pitch by Hixonball. First strike pitch, always good to see when you get a first pitch strike to a leadoff batter in a ball game. 0-1 count on Gibbs here. Nobody out top of the first inning here at Veterans Field. There is the pitch. That's taken high for a ball. 1-1 the count on Gibbs now. One delivery from Hixonball on the way. Gibbs, he'll look at strike two right at the knees. 1-2 the count on the Bulldog second baseman here. Here is the pitch from Hixonball. That's taken for a ball. Two and two, the count on Will Gibbs, the second baseman. Frontier Community College in action this afternoon. Had a doubleheader. Gibbs looks at a strike, and now the count runs full. Count now. 3-2, full count pitch coming up from Hixonball. Gibbs. We'll send it over to Wyatt Gibbs. Gibbs over to Kobe Dagg at first, and that's how things start here at Veterans Field. One up, one down for the Mules here in the first. Will Gibbs grounds out to Wyatt Gilbert. Short 6-3 put out for the Bulldogs second baseman, and that's the first out of the inning. Catcher Isaac Crabb is going to bat now, another right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. He'll face Hixonball. Hixonball working from the stretch here. There's the pitch from Kane. Big Tuna. That one taken inside for a ball. Billy Rogers got a nickname for every one of his players. There's Gibby and there's Hoop. There's Big Tuna, rookie. Johnny Bacon Jones on the roster as well. 1-0 count coming up from Hixonball. That pitch taken in for a strike. Nice little curve dropped in there for a strike. Count now 1-1 on Isaac Crabb. One out top of the first inning, Hixonball. Set with the 1-1 delivery. Crabb awaits the pitch. That one is going to be popped up off to the right side. And it will be caught for the second out of the inning. Handled out there by Bryn Hobbs. That'll be two up, two down for the Mules here in the top of the first. And that brings in Dalton Lambert, first baseman for the Bulldogs. Where's number 14? Another right-handed batter for Jay Thompson's Harrisburg Ball Club. Hixonball. Two up, two down, top of the first here. First pitch on the way. That's in for a strike. 0-1 count on Lambert here. Nobody on, two out. Top of the first here for the Mules. Here's the pitch. 0-1 delivery coming up. That's taken inside for a ball. 1-1 count. Hixonball is now set. 1-1 delivery on the way. That's taken outside for a ball. 2-1 the count now on Lambert. Dalton Lambert, first baseman for the Bulldogs. Already Will Gibbs has grounded out to Wyatt Gilbert, and then Isaac Crabb popped out to the second baseman, Bryn Hobbs here. Two out, top of the first. There's the pitch. That's taken outside, and it's 3-1. Hitters count now for Lambert. He'll be looking for something to drive here on 3-1. Delivery on the way. That swung. Golfed out toward left field. And that is in for a double. Lambert got something to his liking, and he sent it out to left field, bounced over the fence for a ground rule double, and that brings in the cleanup man designated hitter, Presley Gouch. Runner in scoring position now for the Bulldogs. Dalton Lambert after the ground rule double. All right, Gouch is set now. Hickson ball pitching from the stretch here. 2 outs, top of the first. All the way, that's outside. Pruitt, a good job of keeping that one in front of him. And that will keep Lambert over at second base. Talked about it all year on Mules Baseball. Pruitt does a great job of sliding to his left or his right to catch those balls in the dirt and keep them from going to the backstop. 1-0 delivery coming up on Gouch now, the cleanup hitter for Harrisburg. Runner at second is Dalton Lambert after the double. Here's the pitch. That's on the way. That's skied out toward deep center field. And that is gone for a home run. Two-run home run from Presley Gouch. And it's an early 2-0 lead for Harrisburg in this ball game. Home runs hurting the Mules again in this one. Hurt them on Saturday in that loss to Olney Richland County. And Gouch hits a two-run shot to left center field, and it's 2-0. Harrisburg here with two out, top of the first. That'll bring in Jack Martin, the center fielder for the Bulldogs. There is the parts. Martin looking to bunt. He pulls it back, and it's taken for a ball. 1-0 count on Jack Martin, Bulldogs center fielder, just a sophomore. There is the pitch. That one's on the way and taken high for ball two. 2-0 count on Martin here. Hickson ball from the windup. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike at the knees. 2-1 the count. Action tomorrow afternoon for you. Softball action is Lady Mules. They'll take on Edwards County tomorrow afternoon over at Southwest Park. Derek Dunn has the call on that one about 4:25 tomorrow afternoon. Martin swings at a strike, and now the count is 2-2. Two-two delivery coming up from Kane Hickson ball. That one all the way, swing and a strike. Hickson ball with his first strike out of the ball game. Bulldogs get two, though, on the two-run home run by the cleanup man, Presley Gouch. We're through a half inning. It's Harrisburg 2 and the Mules 0. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon.
Mules Baseball is brought to you this year by United Mutual Insurance in Albion, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, ACT Tire and Auto in Flora, Car Corral Polaris in Flora, The Addict in Mount Carmel, and El Gallito Mexican Restaurant, the new one, over there in Albion this afternoon. Leading off for the Mules, it's going to be Wyatt Gilbert at shortstop. Bryn Hobbs, the second baseman, will bat second. Cade Carter over at third, bats third. Alec Pruitt behind the plate is the cleanup hitter. Tyler Hooper moves up to number five in the order in left field. Kane Hickson ball is on the mound. He'll bat sixth. Kobe Dagg at first base, bats seven. Logan Trent is the center fielder. He'll bat eighth. And Skyler Rookie Gray out in right field will bat ninth for the 12-12 Mules this afternoon. For Harrisburg, over at third base will be Javi Beal. The shortstop is going to be Will Holland. Third baseman is Javi Beal. We mentioned that. Second baseman is going to be Will Gibbs. The first baseman, Dalton Lambert, out in left field. Kent Kletcher, the center fielder, Jack Martin. And the right fielder is going to be Easton Wallace. On the mound is going to be Carson Burtis. And behind the plate this afternoon for the Eagles, Isaac Crabb. Gilbert steps in, had a home run in that loss the other day to Olney Richland County. Gilbert went 1-for-3, but the one, or whether went 2-for-4 rather, with a single up the middle, actually went off the pitcher's thigh, and then he hit a home run in his second at bat. Gilbert's going to face Burtis here. The lefty shortstop. Looking all the way, Burtis. His first pitch. High and outside for ball one. Gilbert back in. Now he's set. 1-0. Here is the pitch. Gilbert swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Burtis. And count evens up at 1-1. Mules wore the all-white unis on Saturday. They're in the black pants and the gray and black and red trim here this afternoon. Here's the pitch. Check swing. And the umpire calls that a strike. 1-2 the count now on Wyatt Gilbert. Burtis on the mound. He is the ace for the Bulldogs. There is the pitch. That's outside for a ball. 2-2 the count on the leadoff man for the Mules. Mules got a little work to do after allowing that two-run shot in the first. All the way. That's taken. Up high, ball three. 3-2, the count runs full on Wyatt Gilbert here. Gilbert set for the 3-2 delivery. That's a swing and a strike by Wyatt Gilbert. And the first strikeout of the ball game for Carson Burtis. Brent Hobbs will bat second. He plays second base. Where's number two for the Mules? Familiar face at second in the batting order for the Mules and at second base, for that matter. One out, bottom of the first now. Burtis got Gilbert on a strikeout on a 3-2 fastball. Brent steps out of the box. Now he's back in, and he is set. All the way. That one fouled off the right side, out of play. 0-1 count on Brent Hobbs now. On deck, Cade Carter. Anybody gets on, it's going to be Alec Pruitt, the catcher for the Mules. 0-1 count, that one. Taken low for a ball. Count at 1-1 now on Hobbs. One and one. Burtis with the pitch. That one taken high for a ball. 2-1 count on Brent Hobbs now. Bulldogs played at 2 in the first. Ground rule double by the number 3 hitter, Holland, and then the home run by Gouch. That pitch taken on the outside corner for strike 2. Gouch hit that one. Man, he hit that one out to almost straightaway center. Here's the pitch from Burtis, and a swing and a strike. Cade Carter comes in. He'll play third, bat third for the Mules. Where's number 12? And Burtis now looking to strike out the side here. From the windup, there's the pitch. Cade looks at that one, low for a ball. 1-0 the count now on Cade Carter. There is the pitch. That's taken low for ball two. Carson Burtis in a bit of a hole here on the number 3 hitter for the Mules. 2-0 the count on Cade Carter. Here is the pitch. Carter looks at a ball high. 3-0 count. I'd be surprised if Cade takes the ball off his, takes the bat off his shoulders here on this one. Burtis with the pitch, that's taken for a strike. Low on the outside corner. Wow. A little questionable on that one, but that's taken low for a strike, and it's 3-1 now on Carter. Burtis with the 3-1 delivery on the way. Carter swinging. He fouls it off the plate. Now the count is full. Carter found that one over toward the Bulldog dugout. 3-2. Burtis with the pitch. That's on the way. Fouled straight back. And the count remains 3-2. Carter looking to get something going for the Mules here in the bottom of the first as they trail 2-0. Three, two counts on Carter. There's the pitch. Swing and a strike. Carson Burtis strikes out the side, and the bull and the Mules go 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. That's the end of one. Bulldogs with the 2-0 lead over the Mules. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Carnaby Square is celebrating 38 years of laughter, love, and lots of fashion. 20% off all dresses and Brighton sandals. An extra 20% off their packed rack of spring merchandise. And 10% off all fashion collections at the register. Plus store prizes. Now is the time to add some beautiful new pieces to your spring and summer wardrobe and save. Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, where this area has been turning for expert fashion advice for 38 years. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 5, and open late on Thursdays.
Hey, tune in every morning right after the 6:15 and 7:15 news for Community Connection with Tom Levine. As I said, Monday through Friday after the 6:15 and 7:15 news here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Tom also has the Community Connection on WFIW FM 104.9, 9 o'clock, and then at 12:30 every afternoon, the Community Connection with Tom Levine on both WFIW AM and WFIW FM. For the Bulldogs here in the top of the second, it's going to be their left fielder, Kent Kletcher. Carson Burtis, the pitcher, and their right fielder, Easton Wallace. Anybody gets on, it's going to be the shortstop, Will Holland, to face Kane Hixonball here in the top of the second inning. Hixonball cruised through the first two batters in that first inning and then allowed a ground rule double to the first baseman, Dalton Holland, and then the cleanup hitter, Presley Gouch, took one out to deep center, and that was way out. And it's a 2-0 Bulldog lead here. Kletcher will step in to face Hixonball here. Kletcher, another right-handed hitter. And he'll bat here in the top of the second. Nobody on, nobody out. We are set, Hixonball. Right-hander working from the right windup here. Here is the pitch. That's inside for a ball. Well, Hixonball trying to work on those corners. He's not getting any calls so far from the home plate umpire. 1-0 the count on Kletcher now. Hixonball with the delivery. That swung on and fouled off toward the Mule dugout. Count is 1-2. The home plate umpire will go pick up that ball. And we're set for the 1-1 delivery from Hixonball. Big tuna Hixonball. 1-1 delivery coming up from Kane. Here's the pitch. And that's high and a little bit to the inside for ball two. 2-1 count. Hixonball trying to nibble on the corners. Not getting many calls. There's the pitch. Kletcher grounds over. And a little soft liner caught by Cade Carter there at third, and that's the first out of the second inning. Carson Burtis is the pitcher. Set down the Mules in order in the top of the first, three straight strikeouts. He'll bat here with one out top of the second. Pitch on the way. Taken low for a ball. All right, Hixonball set with the 1-0 delivery to Burtis. Pitch on the way. That's taken on the outside low for a strike. 1-1 the count. Hixonball got that same pitch that Burtis hit with Cade Carter. They're on a 3-0 count in the first. 1-1 delivery on the way. Tried the same pitch. That one called a little bit too low, and it's ball two. 2-1 the count on Burtis. One out, top of the second. 2-1 delivery on the way. That's on the outside for a ball. 3-1 the count on Burtis now. Right fielder, Easton Wallace on deck now for the Bulldogs. 3-1 delivery on the way. That one skied out toward center field. Logan Trent on the way. And that carries. And it's going to be at least two. And now Burtis in for two. Trent out there could not catch up to it. And it's a double for Burtis here. And that'll bring Easton Wallace to the plate. One out here. Top of the second. That was well hit by Burtis. Wind kind of held that one down just a little bit. It shifted just a little bit to blow it in. Trent could not catch up to it. And It's a runner on second for Harrisburg here in the top of the second. Hicksonball from the stretch. Wallace lays down a sacrifice bunt. Hicksonball could not pick it up. And that will be ruled an infield bunt single by Wallace. But now runners at the corners for Will Holland, the shortstop for Harrisburg. One out top of the second here. Kane Hicksonball in a little bit of trouble with a runner at third in Carson Burtis and Easton Wallace on first after the bunt single. Hicksonball pitching from the stretch. Here's the pitch to Holland. The runner Wallace takes off. The throw down to second. And it's in safe for a stolen base. Runners now second and third for Harrisburg. One out for Will Holland, the shortstop. Bulldogs. Ground rule double and a home run. Two-run home run by the cleanup hitter Presley Gouch in the first. And they lead 2-0 here. Top of the second. Hicksonball in a jam here. One out, runners on second and third. Top of the second. Pitch to Holland. That's taken high for a ball. 2-0 the count on the Bulldogs' number 9 hitter, the shortstop, Will Holland. Hicksonball. He's working from the windup here. There's the pitch, and that's low for a ball. Kane Hicksonball in danger. A walk and the bases loaded here. Or Will Gibbs, the leadoff man for Harrisburg. 3-0 delivery coming up from Kane Hicksonball. That went on the way from Kane, and that's in for a strike. Holland just watched that one roll in there. Didn't even take the bat off his shoulder. One out, top of the second. Runners on second and third. Three-run count on Will Holland, number 9 hitter for the Bulldogs. There's the pitch from Hicksonball. That's on the way. Holland going to pop that one up. On the infield, Brent Hobbs will handle it. And that'll be out number 2 here in the top of the second. And now Hicksonball has a chance to get out of this thing unscathed here in the top of the second. He allowed that double to Burtis and then a bunt single to Wallace. Wallace then stole second base. Yeah, they batted out of order here. The card I got. Okay, that's 3 outs. Okay. Bulldogs leave a couple stranded, batting out of order. And the third out, Holland, or rather Wallace, they actually switched that around. Holland batted in front of Wallace, and he had the bunt single. But anyway, Billy Rogers called him on it, and Wallace was called out, and that'll be the third out of the inning. Two left on. And at the end of 1.5, it's 2-0 Harrisburg. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
You know why they call it spring? Because any minute your lawn's going to spring forth and grow like crazy. Be ready with a new Toro mower built tough to last. See a Toro dealer today and get the Total Toro Treatment with prices starting at just $299. You get expert advice, great selection, financing options, excellent warranties, and professional service. Toro's a choice of professionals, and your dealer can help you get the professional look you're going for. Get the Total Toro Treatment at Tyron Automotive in Flora.
All right, now we've got it all sorted out. I guess the officials, or rather the Harrisburg staff, handed in a lineup that had Easton Wallace batting 8th and the shortstop Will Holland batting 9th. What they switched it around, Holland batted after Carson Burtis. He had the bunt single. And then Wallace stepped to the plate. So Holland ruled out at second after he stole second. So that was the third out of the inning. So Will Gibbs will bat at the top of the third, and Bulldogs get out of a jam here, or rather Kane Hixonball gets out of a jam, and it remains 2-0, and now the Mules are coming up here with a little work to do. Pruitt, Hooper, and Hixonball batting for the Mules here in the bottom of the second. It's going to be 4, 5, and 6. Carson Burtis back to work on the mound. He's completed his warm-up tosses, struck out the side in the first. 2-0. Harrisburg leading the Mules. Alec Pruitt at the plate. He'll face Burtis here. There's the pitch. First pitch swinging is Pruitt. Pruitt hits the gap in right center. He'll have two. Alec Pruitt in with a stand-up double. Now Tyler Hooper comes to the plate. Tell you what, Pruitt took that one, went with the pitch, took it out, and hit that gap out there in right center field. And that'll be Tyler Hooper, the left fielder for the Mules. He'll step in with a runner in scoring position here. Bottom of the second, and the Mules trailing Harrisburg 2-0. Hooper takes kind of a look at Burtis. Now he steps out. He looked down to Billy Rogers, third base. Now he's back in. And Hooper will face Burtis here. Nobody out, bottom of the second. Hooper showed bunt, and then looks at strike one. Oh, 1 the count on Tyler Hooper. Bottom of two here at Veterans Field. 0-1 delivery. Hooper showing bunt. That sails over the top of his head. And that will be ball one. 1-1 the count. We saw a lot of hit batsmen on Saturday afternoon as well. 1-1 the count on Tyler Hooper. Batting fifth this afternoon. Hooper showing bunt. Now he pulls it back. Looks at a ball. Count now 2-1. On the Mules left fielder, Kobe Dagg on deck. Then it'll be Logan Trent and Rookie Gray. There is the pitch. Hooper trying to bunt it. He tried to bunt it down the right field line and bunts it foul. Count even at 2-2 now. And Hooper's going to be trying to swing away here. Two the count. Alec Pruitt double to right center field. He's at second base. Nobody out here. Bottom of the second. Burtis pitching from the stretch. 2-2 delivery on the way. Hooper fouls it off down the right field line. Out of play. 2-2 the count. Hooper looking down to Billy Rogers. Getting the signals. Hooper in now. 2-2 count on him. Burtis with the pitch. Hooper takes it straight away center. It's going to be down. Hit grass for a base hit. And that will get Pruitt over to third. And with nobody out here in the bottom of the second, Tyler Hooper just poked one right over the second baseman's head. And it's runners at first and third for Kobe Dagg here with nobody out in the bottom of the second. I think that Kane Hixonball, rather. All right, Hixonball looks at ball one. Kobe Dagg is on deck now. He'll bat after Hixonball. Oh, 1-0 count on the way. Hixonball swinging. He'll foul that one off. 1-1 the count on Kane Hixonball. In a bit of a trouble in the second on the mound, but he worked out of it with little help from Harrisburg. 1-1 delivery on the way from Burtis. Hixonball is swinging. He'll send it down the right field line. Base hit, and the Mules have their first run of the ball game. It's Alec Pruitt's yours. Pruitt scores. That'll bring Kobe Dagg to the plate. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Bottom of the second. First and second. Mules have plated one already. Bird is in a little bit of trouble. Kobe Dagg, first baseman, will look at ball one. Dagg up at the plate. He's looking for something to drive here. Wind has died down just a little bit here at Veterans Field. There's the pitch. Dagg looks at ball two low. On deck is going to be Logan Trent, then Rookie Gray. 2-0 the count on Dagg. He'll step in against Burtis. Dagg grounds it right in front of the plate. A little swing and bunt. And that'll work just fine for a sacrifice. And that'll move the runners over to second and third with one out here in the bottom of the second. Logan Trent comes to the plate. Couple of runners in scoring position, second and third for the Mule center fielder. He's looking to tie this one up, maybe take a lead on a base hit. Trent, here's the pitch. Trent sends it out to left center field. And that is going to be down for a base hit. Trent in at second with a double. A ground rule double and a couple of RBIs for Logan Trent. And the Mules taking their lead at 3-2. Bulldogs got two in the first. Mules have come back with three here in the second. Rookie Gray, lefty, will bat now with a runner at second in Logan Trent. Here's the pitch. Gray looks at ball high. 1-0 the count on Skyler. Burtis with the delivery. Gray will foul that one off down the right field line. Long strike for the Mules. Right fielder. And it's a 1-1 count on Skyler Gray. One out here, bottom of the second. Mules put plated three. There's the pitch. Gray looks at a ball outside. 2-1, the count on Gray here. Burtis with the pitch. Gray looks at strike two. Count even at 2-2 now. Wyatt Gilbert is on deck. There's the pitch. Back it outside. Count now moves to 3-2. There's the pitch. Taken low, and Skyler Gray will head to first. And Wyatt Gilbert comes to the plate. Runners at first and second, Jay Thompson. Actually, that's Al Way. Headed out to talk to Burtis, and they'll call in the infield, and we'll have a conference at the mound here in the bottom of the second. Runners on first and second, one out. Bottom of the second, Wyatt Gilbert. Coming to bat 0-1 on the afternoon, victim of a strikeout in the first. All right. Now it looks like Burtis is going to stay on the mound for Harrisburg. All right, we bring him back out. Runners at first and second, one out, bottom of the second for the Mules here. Burtis from the stretch. Gilbert looking for something to drive. Swings and a strike. Gilbert 2-for-4 in the loss to Olney the other day. Hit a single straight up the middle, a screamer up the middle, and then hit a home run. That's taken outside. 1-1 the count on Gilbert. One delivery coming up from Burtis. There is the pitch. Gilbert, a swing and a strike. All right, one out, bottom of the second here. Gilbert, two strikes on the Mules leadoff man, 0-1 in the afternoon. There's the pitch. Gilbert, straight up the middle. It's stopped by the pitcher, and then Harrisburg throws it away, and the Mules have one, and they're going to get two more. Looks like Lambert got hit on the wrist by the ball as he reached for it. And he'll have to, I think he'll have to exit the ball game. Well, the Mules have played it two here, two more. They played it five in this inning as they attend to Dalton Lambert over there at first base. Hate to see anyone get hurt. Looks like Dalton is going to stay on the, looks like Lambert's going to stay in the field. All right. All right, on the air, couple of runs scored, and it's 5-2 in favor of the Mules with Brent Hobbs at the plate. Wyatt Gilbert at second after the error with one out, bottom of the second. And Hobbs will look at strike one. No one count on Brent Hobbs here. Here is the pitch from Burns. Hobbs fouls that one back very quickly. Hobbs has himself in an 0-2 hole. Cardinals have the day off today. They start a short two-game series with the White Sox tomorrow. 6:20 the broadcast tomorrow evening on WOKZ 105.9. Hobbs looks at a ball, and that makes it 2-1. Or rather, 1-2. Burtis pitching to Hobbs here. Hobbs grounds it over towards second base. And the second baseman picks it up for Harrisburg. That'll be out number two of the inning. And that'll bring Cade Carter to the plate. Carter 0-for-1 on the afternoon, the victim of the strikeout. He is the ninth man to bat in this inning as the Mules have played at five. Two outs now. Bottom of the second, Cade Carter, a strikeout victim back in the first. Here's the pitch. Carter looks at strike one right at the knees. One delivery on the way. Carter looks at one outside for a ball. Pitch on the way. That's taken outside for ball two. In the confusion, Gilbert moved down to third. So a runner on third in Wyatt Gilbert. With two outs here. And there's another low strike, and Cade Carter looks at that one. Two strikes now on Carter. Two outs, bottom of the second. Wyatt Gilbert at third. That one taken inside. Yeah. Umpire said it hit him. And that will bring Alec Pruitt back to the plate. He started this whole thing off with a double to lead off the inning. So Pruitt will bat after doubling and scoring earlier this inning. Pruitt took the first pitch of the second inning from Carson Burtis and lined it out to right center field for a double. He'll bat here with two outs in the second. Throw over to first. We'll send Carter diving back into first. And safely, though. Carter with a big lead over there at first base. There's a low strike on the outside corner to Pruitt. And it's 0-1 on the Mules cleanup man. One delivery, another throw over to first. Carter dives back in safely. Two outs, bottom of the second. This is the 10th man to come to the plate here in the second for the Mules. They've scored five and lead 5-2. Here's the pitch. Pruitt looks at strike two. One. Pruitt back in there with two strikes. Again, a throw over. It gets away from Lambert, and Gilbert is going to score, and Carter moves over to second. Carter hit by a pitch. Drew a throw over there. Lambert could not handle it over there at first base as Burtis threw it wild, and then Gilbert is scoring. And it's 6-0, or 6-2 Mules. Here's the pitch. That one gets away from the Bulldog catcher Crab, and that'll move Carter down to third. Base hit. Puts the Mules up by five. Pitch on the way, that one. That's low for a ball. 2-2 the count on Pruitt. Two-two delivery on the way. Pruitt pops one up. And second baseman handles that one. And that'll do it. Mules strand one, but they get six in the bottom of the second. And they lead 6-2 over Harrisburg. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
The Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel has this area's largest selection of baby and children's spring and summer clothing and accessories in sizes preemie to 18. Great brands like Under Armour, Mustard Pie, Maya Whirl, Serendipity, Wee Squeakers, LaTop, Isabel and Chloe, and many more. We are open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. So come see me, Rebecca Rutledge, the new owner of The Attic, Becca's Baby Boutique and Consignment, Uptown Mount Carmel. Follow us on Facebook for exclusive deals.
Mules Baseball is brought to you by United Mutual Insurance at 14 North 4th Street in Albion, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, ACT Tire and Auto at 903 West North Avenue in Flora, Car Corral Polaris in Flora, The Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel, and El Gallito Mexican Restaurant at 300 West Main in Albion. Join Derek Dunn every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 afternoons with Double D, 1 to 4 on WFIW FM 104.9, and of course, streaming online at WFIWradio.com. Top of the lineup coming up for Harrisburg here in the top of the third. It'll be Will Gibbs, Isaac Crabb, and Dalton Lambert. Lambert, of course, injured in that bottom of the second. He will stay in the game for this one. Hickson ball. Allowed two in the first, was in danger. Had some trouble in the second. Yeah. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good.
You want to take his picture on active duty?
Yeah.
Sure.
Probably. I got the long lens. It's probably too close.
I'll lean back a little bit. If you know, if you take my picture, I'll have a really big head.
There we go.
All right.
I zoomed out as much as I could.
Rob Lingefelter taking photos here at Veterans Field. We're set. Hickson ball. Will Gibbs, the leadoff man, back on. First gift from Hickson ball. Taken low and outside for ball one. One and two, Gibbs, the leadoff man for Harrisburg. 0 for 1 on the afternoon. Grounded out to Wyatt Gilbert to start the ball game. There's the pitch, that one. Send foul down the right, down the left field line. And the count even at 1-1. Softball action tomorrow afternoon for you on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. As Fairfield takes on Edwards County in a Black Diamond Conference game for you. Derek Dunn has to call on that one about 4:25 tomorrow afternoon. Check swing by Gibbs. And that's in for strike two. 1-2. The count now on the Bulldogs second baseman and leadoff hitter, Will Gibbs. Hickson ball. 1-2 delivery. Pitch is on the way outside. Ball two. Count even now at 2-2 on Gibbs. Bulldogs got one in the, or rather got two in the top of the first. Then Mules come roaring back with six in the bottom of the second. 2-2 count on the way. Straight up the middle. Deep. And it's caught out in center field by Logan Trent. And it's the first out, a very long first out of the third. for the Bulldogs. Isaac Crabb checks back in, popped out to Brent Hobbs back in the first. 0 for 1. This is Hickson ball. With the pitch. Swing and a miss by Crabb. And it's 0-1 on the Bulldog catcher. Oh, one delivery coming up from Kane Hickson ball. Pitch is on the way. That's in for strike two. Hickson ball way out in front of Isaac Crabb here. 0-2. The count on Crabb. 0-2 delivery. Coming up from Hickson ball. That's all the way. That one skied out toward left field. It's deep and is gone. Isaac Crabb got it right in his wheelhouse, took it out to left field, down the left field line, and the Bulldogs cut that deficit in half now, 6-3. And Dalton Lambert will check back in. He got things started back in the first with a ground rule double, and he'll bat here with one out in the top of the third and already one run across the plate for Harrisburg. Mules now leading 6-3. That's where we are at this point. Top of the third, one out. Lambert into bat against Hickson ball. Oh, pitch all the way. That's taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count now on Lambert. A little bit of scare from Lambert back in the bottom of the second. He got either collided with Gilbert or got hit by the ball. Lambert tried to poke one over to right field and fouls it off in the count, even at 1-1. Lambert, as I said, either ran into Gilbert or got hit by the throw from Burtis, and it allowed Gilbert to go over to second base and allowed a run to score. Here's the pitch. That's taken inside by Lambert. The count 2-1 now. 2-1 the count on Dalton Lambert. Hickson ball. Here's the pitch. That one. It's going to send out to right field. Tyler Gray is there for the out. That's how the second out of the third inning goes. A line drive out to right field. Skyler Gray positioned exactly where that ball was going and catches it for the second out of the inning. Presley Gouch is batting now. Gouch, two-run homer back in the first, 1-for-1 on the afternoon. Hickson ball won't give him anything to hit. Kane with the pitch. That one bounces in. Pruitt couldn't handle it. Bounces to the backstop, and it's a 1-0 count on Gouch. Two outs now. Top of the third. Four, Gouch. Hickson ball with the 1-0 delivery. That's taken low for ball two. Hickson ball is not going to give him anything in his wheelhouse here. He's going to try to nibble on the corners and try to get him to take that ball to right field. There's the pitch. That's on the way, and that's a strike. A swinging strike from Presley Gouch. He was looking to send this one out to left field. Another home run for him. 1-2 the count. Another 2-1 the count. Pitch on the way from Hickson ball. That's inside for ball three. If I remember right, it was a 3-run count when Gouch took that one out to left field back in the first. 3-1 delivery on the way from Kane. That's a swing and a strike. 3-2 the count. Kane Hickson ball. Nice pitch to get Gouch swinging on that one. Full count now. 3-2 on the Bulldog cleanup hitter. Presley Gouch. Pitch on the way from Hickson ball. Strike. He struck him out. Bulldogs get one. on a solo shot from Isaac Crabb in this inning. That's all they get, though, as Hickson Ball closes it out with a strikeout of Presley Gouch. Bottom of the third coming up. The Mules leading Harrisburg 6-3. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even a super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am Slingshot, CF Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training information, see your dealer.
Virtus gave up six in the bottom of the second to the Bulldogs, or to the Mules. Virtus was troubled by a couple of errors in that second inning. And the Mules batted six, or batted 10, as they scored six. Tyler Hooper, Hickson Ball, and Kobe Dagg for the Mules here in the bottom of the third. Anybody gets on? Logan Trent, Hooper, one for one in the afternoon. Singled and scored back in the third. Tyler Hooper steps in, looks down to Coach Billy Rogers down there. He hits the sign. Now he'll step back out. Now he's back in, and we're ready. Virtus with the pitch. That's a strike of the knees on Hooper. 0-1 count on the Mules left fielder. Pitch on the way from Virtus. It's in the same spot, but that's called a ball this time by the home plate umpire. 1-1 the count on Hooper. On deck is Hickson Ball. Hooper swings, sends it over to third base, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Four. Tyler Hooper. Hooper now 2-for-2 on the afternoon. Couple of slap singles. Hickson Ball steps in, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Had a base hit, scored back in the third as well. Pitch all the way. Hooper thought about taking off. And that'll be a strike on Hickson Ball. Hooper, big lead out there trying to give Virtus some problems. That one low. Hickson Ball looks at ball one. 1-1 the count on Kane Hickson Ball. Done a great job on the mound this afternoon. There's the pitch. That's taken low for a ball. 2-1 the count on Hicksy. That's taken outside for ball three. Virtus getting a little wild this afternoon. 3-1 the count on Kane Hickson Ball. Hooper on the way. That's taken low for a ball. And Hickson Ball will walk. All right. Looks like the Bulldogs may make a pitching change here. Sal Way comes out to... Yeah, we will have a pitching change. Couple of runners on here for the Mules in the bottom of the third. Nobody out. Harrisburg's going to make a pitching change. We'll take a timeout. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon.
Welcome back. Bulldogs making a pitching change here in the bottom of the third. It'll be a big right-hander, Christian Williams, coming to the mound here. Burtis went two innings. Did not record an out in the bottom of the third. He allowed a base hit to Hooper and then walked Hixonball. So Williams will pitch here in the bottom of the third with the Mules leading 3-0, and Kobe Dagg step into the plate with runners at first and second. Dagg looking to bunt, lays one down. They'll try and go to third, and they get the lead runner at third. All right, so Javi Beal exits the ballgame. He is the third baseman, so that means that Williams will bat in. Well, Williams will check in for Lambert. We'll get a number for here in a minute. All right. Logan Trent, 1-1 on the afternoon. Double. Two RBIs back in the second. Trent bats here with one out, runners at first and second. Pitch on the way, that one outside. It's going to allow the runners to advance to second and third. So Trent now batting here with one out, bottom of the third, runners on second and third. Pitch from Williams on the way. That one outside for ball three. And Williams is coming to face Logan Trent. And he's got a 3-0 count here. Rio count, Williams with the pitch. That's in for a strike. Yeah, Trent just watched that one sail in. 3-1 the count. Pitch on the way, and that's taken for a strike. Trent thought he was on base with a walk, but the officials caught that low strike. All right, Williams with the pitch, and that's taken for a ball. Base is loaded now for Skyler Gray, who walked and scored back in the second. So here's what we know for Harrisburg. Williams replaces Gray, or rather replaces Beal in the lineup. All right, base is loaded now. One out, Skyler Gray at the plate. He looks at strike one. One pitch coming up from Williams all the way, and Skyler Gray looks at strike two. 0-2 count. Gray in a hole here with two outs in the bottom of the third. Gray strikes out, and that'll be the second out of the inning. That'll bring in the leadoff hitter, Wyatt Gilbert. Bases loaded for Gibby. Gilbert 0 for 1 in the afternoon. Struck out in the first, reached on an error, and then later scored in the second. Pitch from Williams. All the way. Gilbert straight away center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. It's going to plate one. and two are going to cross the plate for the Mules. And the ball gets away from the catcher, and that allows the runners to move up to second and third. Gilbert with an RBI single. Then advanced to second on the error. Hickson ball. And Dagg will score. Trent moves over to third. And Bryn Hobbs with 0-2. He'll bat here against Williams. Score now 8-3. Pitch on the way. Twent swinging on the first pitch. He'll ground it out to left center. And that's in for a base hit. Two more runs score. Mills leading 10-3 now as Bryn Hobbs will single out to left center. Cade Carter steps in 0-1 on the afternoon. Struck out in the first, hit by a pitch in the second, was stranded at third. Carter looks at a ball, that one in the dirt. Grab for Harrisburg, looking all over the place for it, finally finds it right in front of the plate. Bulldogs have had their problems with the errors this afternoon, as the Mules have scored four of their 10 runs on errors. 1-0 delivery coming up from Williams. Pitch on the way inside. Ball two. Williams came in on relief of Carson Burtis. He got the first batter he faced, Kobe Dagg, to bunt into a fielder's choice. Then he hasn't. And that one taken for a strike. Mules leading this one 10-3. Bottom of the third. There's the pitch on the way. And Carter looks at strike two. And with that strike low in the zone on the outside corner. Two strikes now on Carter. Runners at first and second, two outs. Bottom of three here. Pitch on the way. Carter sends it up the middle. And that will do it on the 6-3 putout. Mules get four, though, and they lead this one 10-3 at the end of three. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Make plans to celebrate Cinco de Mayo this year at Albion's newest restaurant, El Gallito, Friday, May 4th and Saturday, May 5th. Join them for drink specials and giveaways. A limited supply of Cinco de Mayo t-shirts are available now for only $10. Their drink menu includes margaritas, daiquiris, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beer, and mixed drinks. Stop by El Gallito at 300 West Main Street, Albion. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, Harrisburg will have Jack Martin, Kent Kletcher, and Carson Burtis to face Kane Hicksonball here in the top of the fourth. Harrisburg got two on a two-run shot by Presley Gouch in the first. They got a solo shot from Isaac Crabb in the third for their three runs. Two in the first, one in the third. And Hicksonball out for his fourth inning of work. He's looked pretty good so far. Anybody gets on, it'll be Easton Wallace. Now, Wallace, hopefully he'll bat this time in the number 8 spot as opposed to the number 9 spot. Back in the second inning, Hicksonball found himself in a jam with runners on second and third with one out. Now, he got the second out. Then it was discovered that Will Holland, the shortstop, had batted number 8 instead of number 9 in front of Easton Wallace. So the umpires ruling out, and that's how the second ended with no run scoring. All right, it's going to be Jack Martin here, the center fielder for the Bulldogs, batting. Top of four now. There's the pitch from Hicksonball. That one sent out, golfed out toward left field. It could be gone. And it's caught at the fence by Tyler Hooper. One out, top of four now for Clint Kletcher. Kletcher 0 for 1 in the afternoon. Hicks and ball. It's got the first out of the top of the fourth here. All the way. That one taken in for a strike. Kletcher looks at strike one. Yeah. Yeah. 0-1 the count now on Kletcher. Left fielder for the Bulldogs. There's the pitch. That's taken inside for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Hicks and ball. Set with the pitch. 1-1 delivery on the way. That one fouled off the plate. Count now 1-2 on Fletcher, or Kletcher rather. Bulldogs, a very good baseball program. I understand they've won 11 straight coming into this one. 1-2 delivery coming up. Kletcher sends it out to right center field. And that will be caught by Skyler Gray, moving nicely to his right for the second out of the inning. 2 up, 2 down for Hicksonball here in the top of the fourth. Carson Butts is going to bat. Burtis is going to bat, rather. Burtis had a double back in the second and then got stranded. Ball one. That one taken up and outside by Burtis. 1-0 delivery coming up from Hicksonball. Big tuna. Pitch on the way. That one bounces in for ball two. ...2-0 delivery coming up from Kane Hicksonball. All the way, that's in for a strike. 2-1 the count now on Burtis. ...2-1 delivery coming up from Kane Hicksonball. And bounces in, and the count now 3-1. Bounces right back to the backstop. Right, Easton Wallace is on deck. They got that straightened out. 3-1 count on Burtis. Hicks and ball. 2 outs, top of the fourth. Pitch on the way. That one, that's in for a strike. Burtis thought he would walk, but that hit the outside corner for strike two. Full count on Carson Burtis here. Hicks and ball. Looking to get the Bulldogs 1-2-3 here in the top of the fourth. 3-2 delivery coming up from Kane. Here's the pitch. That's taken low in the dirt, and it's a walk. Burtis will move in. Easton Wallace will bat here. One on, two out, bottom of the fourth here. Easton Wallace will bat. Pitch on the way. That's taken high for ball one by Wallace. Wallace is the right fielder for the Bulldogs. Where's number three? 1-0 the count on Wallace. Pitch on the way from Hickson ball. Swing and a strike. Will Holland, the man on deck, batted in front of Wallace in the second. Had a bunt single, then stole second, and then it was called out when he found out that he batted ahead of Wallace. 1-1 delivery. That's taken up the middle. That's in for a base hit. Wallace, a nice hit straight up the middle for a base hit. Runners at first and second. Two out now. And this is Will Holland, the shortstop for the Bulldogs. Two outs here, top of the fourth. Runners at first and second. Hicks and ball from the stretch. There's the pitch. That's taken high for a ball. 1-0 the count on Kane, on Will Holland. Hickson Ball with the pitch. That hits the outside corner for strike one. 1-1 the count on Will Holland here. Hickson Ball set with the pitch. Here's the delivery. Strike and a strike. 1-2 the count. Hickson Ball took a little bit off that one, and Holland was way out in front for strike two. 1-2 count here. Top of four, runners on first and second with two outs. Hickson Ball looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Kane. That's outside for ball two. Trying to get Holland to bite on one outside. 2-2 the count on Holland. Two outs. Two runners on. Twos are wild. Here's the pitch. Grounded down to third base line and foul. Count remains 2-2. Two-two delivery coming up from Kane Hickson Ball. Will Holland at the plate, the number nine hitter for Harrisburg. Here's the pitch. Hickson Ball sends that one outside. That'll be called a ball. Count is full. Runners will be moving here with two outs in the top of the fourth. Kane set with a 3-2 pitch. Here it is. That one going to be popped up. And it's going to be handled by Wyatt Gilbert in short left center field. Bulldogs strand two. They do not score. And at the end of three and a half, it's the Mules 10 and Harrisburg 3. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
Bottom of four here at Veterans Field for the Mules. It's going to be Tyler Hooper. No, it's going to be Alec Pruitt, Tyler Hooper, and Kane Hickson Ball in the bottom of the fourth. Hickson Ball allowed two in the first, one in the third, and Mules got to Bulldogs starting pitcher Carson Burtis in the third. Then they plated a few more against the relief pitcher Christian Williams. All right, it'll be Pruitt batting here for the Mules. Pruitt 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Got things started back in the second with a double. And fly out, popped out to the second baseman. There's a pitch. Swing by Pruitt. Pruitt is going to be on base here. A little bit of a swing and bunt, and that puts Pruitt on at first, and Tyler Hooper steps to the plate. Hooper 2-for-2 in the afternoon. Base hit scored back in the second. Base hit was stranded at second in the fourth. Threw it out there at first base. Williams with the pitch. Hooper swinging a strike. Hooper kind of swung wildly at that one. 0-1 delivery. Christian Williams came into pitch in relief of Carson Burtis in the third. Here's the pitch, and that one swung and a strike. Gets away from Crabb, though, but not far enough to allow Pruitt to move over to second base. It'll be 0-2 count on Tyler Hooper here. Hooper has not looked comfortable at the plate here in the bottom of the fourth. Now he's back in and set. Pitch on the way, and three pitches through and a strikeout. Tyler Hooper for the first out in the bottom of the fourth. Williams, as I said, came in the third in relief of Carson Burtis and allowed four runs. Two were unearned. One out here, bottom of fourth. For Kane Hixon ball. And that pitch outside for ball one. One-o delivery. Coming up from Williams. There is the pitch. That's outside for ball two. Two and oh, the count on Hixon ball. Mules action, Mules baseball action Friday for you. That one gets away from Crab, and Pruitt moves up to second. And that'll be a 3-0 count on Kane Hixon ball. As I said, Mules baseball Friday afternoon for you on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Mules hosting Louisville North Clay Friday afternoon. We'll have it for you about 4:25 with pregame information. There's a strike. And it's 3-1 now, the count on Kane Hixon ball. Mules softball tomorrow afternoon. They'll take on Edwards County in a Black Diamond Conference matchup. 4:30, Derek Dunn has to call on that one. That's in for strike two. Williams, after falling behind 3-0, has pitched two straight strikes, and now it's 3-2. Hixon ball. 1-for-1 on the afternoon. Scored twice, though. That pitch taken outside, and that's a walk. First and second for Kobe Dagg here with one out. Bottom of the fourth, Dagg 0-for-1 in the afternoon. Had a swinging bunt attempt in the second, and then that fielder's choice reached and scored in the fourth. Another conference at the mound for Harrisburg here. Looks like they're going to make another pitching change. All right, another pitching change here. For the Bulldogs, they trail the Mules 10-3 in the bottom of the fourth. This is Mules baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel has this area's largest selection of baby and children's spring and summer clothing and accessories in sizes preemie to 18. Great brands like Under Armour, Mustard Pie, Maya Whirl, Serendipity, Wee Squeakers, LaTop, Isabel and Chloe, and many more. We are open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. So come see me, Rebecca Rutledge, the new owner of The Attic, Becca's Baby Boutique and Consignment, Uptown Mount Carmel. Follow us on Facebook for exclusive deals.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even a super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am, Slingshot, CF, Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training information, see your dealer.
All right, looks like center fielder Jack Martin going to pitch now for Harrisburg. In the bottom of the fourth, and then to be runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the fourth for Martin as he steps in. Actually, one out, bottom of the fourth. My mistake. Williams had a bit of the wildness. And in his short inning, short time, he walked three and allowed four runs. One strikeout, Christian Williams. All right, so Martin on. He'll face Kobe Dagg here. Dagg 0-for-1 in the afternoon. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the third and did eventually score. There's the pitch. Dagg will ground it over to short. They get one, and they get two. That is three outs, yeah. One pitch and a double play grounder by Kobe Dagg, and that will do it for the fourth. The Mules lead this one 10-3. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Carnaby Square is celebrating 38 years of laughter, love, and lots of fashion. 20% off all dresses and Brighton sandals. An extra 20% off their packed rack of spring merchandise. And 10% off all fashion collections at the register. Plus door prizes. Now is the time to add some beautiful new pieces to your spring and summer wardrobe and save. Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, where this area has been turning for expert fashion advice for 38 years. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 5, and open late on Thursdays.
Mules Baseball is brought to you by United Mutual Insurance at 14 North 4th Street in Albion. ACT Tire and Auto at 903 West North Avenue in Flora. Car Corral Polaris in Flora. The Addict in Uptown Mount Carmel. El Gaito Mexican Restaurant at 300 West Main in Albion. And, of course, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield. Well, Carson Butts started the game for Harrisburg. He lasted two innings. Christian Williams came on in the top of the third, allowed four runs, and he lasted about an inning. And then Jack Martin came in the bottom of the fourth, threw one pitch, got Kobe Dagg to ground into a double play to end the fourth. So the Mules and played at 10. Their 10 coming on 6 in the second, 4 in the third. And they lead 10-3. Bulldogs scored their 2 in the first on a home run, and then 1 in the fourth, or the third, on a home run for their 3. Kane Hixonball out for his fifth inning of work here. Beautiful afternoon here at Veterans Field. Out here Saturday morning, for the big rededication ceremony, renaming the field Veterans Field. Saturday, great ceremony, and a lot of folks out here Saturday. It was a beautiful day for baseball. A little on the chilly side, a little on the windy side, but any day when the sun's shining and you can be at the ballpark, it's a good day. All right, leading off for Harrisburg here. In the top of the fifth, it's going to be the leadoff man, Will Gibbs. Gibbs steps in, 0-for-2 in the afternoon. Face Kane Hixonball. On the way. There's a shot down the third baseline by Gibbs. He'll have double. He'll have two at least. And Gibbs leads off the top of the fifth with a double down the third baseline. And that will bring Isaac Crabb to the plate. Crabb 1-for-2. Home run back in the third. Nobody out. One on. Top of the fifth here for Harrisburg. Crabb is set here. Runner at first is Will Gibbs. There's the pitch. That went on the way and grounded down the third baseline. Foul. 0-1 the count on the Bulldogs catcher, Isaac Crabb. Hixonball. Set with the 0-1 delivery. Here's the pitch. That's taken low for a ball. 1-1 the count on Crabb. Hixonball. On the mound. Here's the 1-1 delivery. That's taken low for a ball. 2-1 the count on Crabb here. Runner on second is Will Gibbs. He doubled to start the fifth. That's where he's at. Nobody out here. Top of the fifth. Runner in scoring position in Gibbs. Hickson ball with the 2-1 delivery. That's taken outside. Ball three. Three-one, the count on Crab. Great hitter's count for the Bulldog catcher. Hickson ball. He is set. Here's the pitch. That's taken low for a ball. Nobody out top of the fifth. Bulldogs. Runners on first and second here for Dalton Lambert. Lambert, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Doubled in the first and scored, then popped out to right field in the third. Nobody out, top of five here. Hickson ball has runners first and second. He needs an out. Pitch on the way, that one on the outside corner. Strike one on Lambert. Nice pitch by Kane. 0-1 delivery. Coming up from Hickson ball. Lambert, the hitter. 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Single to score, or doubled and scored back in the first. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one. Grounded. Right up to the second baseman. Hobbs, he'll get it over to Gilbert. And a nice 4-6-3 double play. That gets Kane Hickson ball out of some trouble. That'll be two outs now for Presley. Goach, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Two-run homer back in the first and struck out in the third. Two outs now. Top of the fifth, runner on third. There's the pitch in for a strike. Goach looks at strike one. Gouch. Facing an 0-1 count. Here is the pitch. Gouch fouls that one off. It'd be 0-2 very quickly on the Bulldog cleanup hitter, Presley Gouch. We'll see what Kane Hickson ball can do here with Gouch facing with an 0-2 count. Michael Hill nibble, try and nibble at the corner. Get Gouch maybe to. Let's try to send it to right field. But again, that is the beauty of Alec Pruitt as Hickson ball just threw it low and in the dirt. And Pruitt sliding over to his right to keep the runner at third, Will Gibbs, from scoring on a pass ball. 1-2 delivery coming up from Hickson ball. There is the pitch. That's taken outside for ball two. Count even at 2-2 here. Two outs, top of the fifth. Runner on third is Will Gibbs. He doubled to start the inning. Advanced to third on the 4-6-3. Double play. Gouch, 2-2. That's on the outside corner for a strikeout. And the Mules get a gift there from the home plate umpire. And runner left on third, and Will Gibbs, nobody scores, top of the fifth, bottom of the fifth, coming up for the Mules. They're leading 10-3 over Harrisburg. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Make plans to celebrate Cinco de Mayo this year at Albion's newest restaurant, El Gallito, Friday, May 4th and Saturday, May 5th. Join them for drink specials and giveaways. A limited supply of Cinco de Mayo t-shirts are available now for only $10. Their drink menu includes margaritas, daiquiris, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beer, and mixed drinks. Stop by El Gallito at 300 West Main Street, Albion. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Look, and Trent will lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Then it'll be Skyler Gray, and then back to the top of the order for Wyatt Gilbert. Anyone gets on, Bryn Hobbs will bat for the Mules here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They'll be facing Jack Martin here. Martin came in relief of Christian Williams in the fourth. One pitch, got a double play, and got out of trouble. Mules did their damage early in this one. Played in six. in the second, and then four in the third. Six of those coming against the starter, Carson Burtis. The other four coming against the first reliever, Christian Williams. Williams got into some trouble, and then they brought in Jack Martin, and Martin will be on for, well, he'll make his second pitch here to Logan Trent. Trent steps in, one for one in the afternoon, doubled and scored in the second, walked and scored in the fourth, or in the third, rather. Trent swinging on the first pitch. We'll foul that one out of play to the right side. I think he got somebody's car out there. 0-1 count on Logan Trent here. Mark is set with a pitch. And Logan Trent looks at strike two. Oh, 2. Bottom of the fifth here. Mules leading 10-3 over Harrisburg. Here's the delivery, and that's a strikeout. That'll bring in Skyler Gray. Gray, 0-for-1 on the afternoon. Did walk and score back in the second. Strikeout victim in the third. Gray, the right fielder. He'll face Jack Martin here with one out, bottom of the fifth. Gray looks at ball one. One 0 count on Skyler Gray. They call him rookie. 1-0 delivery from Martin on the way. Gray, he is going to swing, and that'll be down for a base hit. Brings Wyatt Gilbert to the plate. Gilbert, 1-for-2 in the afternoon, struck out in the first, reached on an error and scored in the second, and then singled and scored in the fourth. Gilbert with bat here. One on and one out. Gilbert swinging on the first pitch, fouls it off to the left side. Now Isaac Crabb going out to talk to Jack Martin just a bit. Right. Readjust the signs just a bit, I think. All right, now we're set. Gilbert steps in. 0-1 count on Wyatt. There's the pitch. Gilbert looks at one high for ball one. One-one the count on Gilbert. Gray on first after the base hit. There's the pitch. Gilbert fouls that one straight back. He just missed that one. And it's a 1-2 count. Hobbs on deck. Cade Carter in the hole for the Mules. Hobbs 1-for-3 on the afternoon. Single was stranded at first back in the fourth. 1-2 delivery on the way, and Gilbert swings at a high pitch out of the zone for the second out of the inning. Hobbs will step in now. 1-for-3 on the afternoon. The runner on first and Skyler Gray. 2 outs, bottom of fifth. There's the pitch. Hobbs looks at ball one. One 0 the count on Bryn Hobbs. Hobbs fouls that one off to the screen on the right side here. Count 1-1. Cade Carter on deck for the Mules. If Hobbs can get on. 1-1 delivery. Coming up to Brent Hobbs. Hobbs sends it down the right field line. If it drops, it's fair. They say just foul. Just missed the line there. And Hobbs will come back and start things over. Tell you what, that could have scored Skyler Gray from first if that one had dropped. Two strikes now on Bryn here. Two outs, bottom of five. Pitch on the way, and Hobbs looks at a ball. That was a close one. Don't know if I could have took that one. Hobbs back in there with two strikes now. Two outs, bottom of five, runner on first to Skyler Gray. Hobbs looks at another ball. Now the count is full at 3-2. Gray will be moving. Pitch on the way, and that's taken low for a ball. That'll move Gray over to second, and that'll bring Kay Carter to the plate. Carter 0 for 2 in the afternoon. Struck out in the first, rounded out to short in the fourth, or in the third, rather. Was hit by a pitch in the second, was stranded at third. Carter batting here with two outs, bottom of the fifth, two on. Cade Carter swinging on the first pitch. That's fouled back for strike one. On deck, Alec Pruitt. He's had a good afternoon. 0-1 pitch to Carter. That's taken high for a ball. Tried to go down to Hobbs at first. Little snap throw down there by Crabb, and Hobbs gets back easily. One and one the count on Carter. There's the pitch. Carter looks at strike two. But Cade walked away from batter's box there. He couldn't believe it and thought he had actually struck out. Two strikes now on Cade. Here's the pitch. Carter fouls that one off to the right side. Now it's time to shorten up that swing and get something in play. Make the Bulldogs field it here. If you can't hit green. Two strikes on Carter. Two out, bottom of five. Two runners on. Pitch on the way. Carter is going to send it into right field, or send it into center field for a base hit. One run is going to score. Kyler Gray crosses the plate. And the Mules get great. Just keeps on going. Hobbs moves up to second. And Carter, after reaching out to send that one into center field, he is on first. First and second. Two outs, bottom of five. Alec Pruitt. Pruitt, 2 for 3 on the afternoon. Doubled and scored in the second. And then singled and was stranded at second in the fourth. That's fouled up, foul territory. And that'll do it. Mules get a run. They lead Harrisburg 11-3 at the end of five. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
When you have a big yard, you need a riding mower to match. With Toro's newest zero-turn models, you get more comfort, more durability, and more ways to take charge of your yard. The new Time Cutter HD is heavy-duty from top to bottom, perfect for the toughest mowing challenges. And the new Titan HD lets you attach tools and buckets right to the mower to save time. Plus, both cushion you from bumps and vibrations for a smoother ride. Visit your local Toro dealer, ACT Tire and Automotive in Flora today.
Lots of action around the area this afternoon. High school baseball, Wayne City taking on Christ Our Rock Lutheran. Sisney is at Weber. In high school softball, Edwards County is hosting Bridgeport Red Hills. Sisney at Weber. Wayne City is hosting NCOE this afternoon. Girls track, Fairfield is down at Newton. Boys track, Fairfield is at Mount Carmel. And college baseball, Frontier taking on Wabash Valley this afternoon at FNB Field. In major league action, Cubs taking on Colorado. They're back home at Wrigley. Cardinals and the White Sox are off today as they get set for that quick two-game interleague series at Busch Stadium starting tomorrow. And you can hear that Cardinals-White Sox game tomorrow on WOKZ 105.9. You're home for the Cardinals. First broadcast tomorrow evening about 6:20. It's Affiliates Day at Busch Stadium tomorrow. Kane Hixenbaum on for the top of the sixth. He'll face Jack Martin, Kent Kletcher, and Carson Burtis. Harrisburg scored 2 in the first, 1 in the third for their 3 runs. Mules get 6 in the second, 4 in the third, 1 in the fifth. They lead here 11-1, or 11-3, rather. All right, Hixenbaum set for the top of the sixth here. Martin 0 for 2 in the afternoon. Pitch on the wing. That's in for a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count on Martin here. Took over on the mound in the fourth. There's the pitch. And that's on the outside corner for strike two. Martin dug himself a hole here at 0-2 here. Lead off the top of the sixth. Hickson ball. The 0-2 delivery in the dirt. That'll be ball one. 1-2 the count now on the Bulldog pitcher, Jack Martin. Took over for Christian Williams in the fourth. 1-2 delivery coming up from Hickson ball. There is the pitch. That one is golfed foul down the left field line and out of play. Count remains 1-2 on Martin. Hickson ball is set. There's the pitch. That's high for a ball. Count evens 2-2. The count. Here is the pitch. That's outside for a ball. 3-2 on Martin. Martin fell behind 0-2, and Hickson ball has thrown three straight balls. And it's 3-2 now. For the Bulldogs leadoff man here in the top of the sixth. That's a strike. And strikeout of Martin here. That'll bring in for the Bulldogs a pinch hitter. And we'll get a number and a name for you here in just a second. Looks like it's going to be number 9, Ben Bromball. A little bat here in the top of the six for Clutcher. And Bromball tried to bunt, pulled it back. 1-0 the count on Bromball. He's freshman. That's on the outside corner for a strike. One count on Bromball, batting for Clint Clutcher here in the top sixth. Pitch on the way. That's high for ball two. Two and one, the count on Bromball. There's the pitch. That's grounded over to third. Cade Carter fields it cleanly over to first. That one gets away from Kobe Dagg, and Bromball is going to reach first. All right, Bromball. That's for Clutcher. Reaches on an error. One out. Top of the sixth now for Carson Burtis. Burtis 1-for-1 on the afternoon. There's the pitch. Burtis swinging for the fences. And that's a strike. Curtis now playing third after starting the ball game on the mound. 0-1 count coming up from Kane Hickson ball. All the way in for strike two. Curtis just looked at strike two, thought it was a little too far outside. And it's an 0-2 count very quickly on Carson Burtis. Runner on first is Bromball after reaching on an error. Outside pitch coming up. Alec Pruitt setting up outside. There's the pitch. That one's going to be grounded over to short. And Gilbert mishandled it. And the throw just a bit late. And Burtis reaches on an error. So two quick errors in this inning on the Mules. And that's runners at first and second for Easton Wallace with one out here in the top of the sixth. Wallace 1-for-2 on the afternoon. He was called out back in the second on that miscommunication on the batting order. He singled in the fourth. Pitch is low. Ball one. 1-0 count on Wallace. Singled his last time at bat and was stranded at first base in the fourth. Runners on first and second. Couple of errors help the Bulldogs get runners at first and second here in the top of the sixth. Pitch on the way. That one sent out towards center field. That will be caught by Logan Trent out there. And the runners do not advance. Will Holland comes up. He's 0 for 2 in the afternoon. Two outs, top of the sixth. Runners on first and second. There's the pitch on the way. That's outside for ball one. Holland and back in the first was called out when he batted ahead of the number eight hitter, Easton Wallace. 1-0 delivery on the way. That one's fouled straight back. And it's a 1-1 count on Will Holland. This is a young Bulldogs ball club. They got a lot of freshmen and sophomore on this team. One the count on Will Holland. Couple of runners on first and second. Two out top of the sixth. Hickson ball with the pitch. That's taken high for ball two. One the count now on Holland. Here is the pitch. And that's taken low for ball three. Hicks and ball. Facing a 3-1 count on the number nine hitter for Harrisburg, Will Holland. Here in the top of the sixth with two on and two out. Three-run delivery coming up. That one sent out to left field. It's going to be a base hit. Nobody will score, though, as Tyler Hooper gets it in quickly. Will Gibbs steps in, 1 for 3 on the afternoon. He doubled and was stranded at third back in the fifth. Billy Rogers. Coming out here, we might just see a pitching change for the Mules here with the bases loaded, top of the sixth. We'll see who'll be coming in. Kane Hicksonball. Going to be replaced here in the top of the sixth inning with two out. Get a number for you here in just a second. And it's Max Puckett who'll be coming on here. And he'll replace Kane Hicksonball in the top of the sixth with two outs and the bases loaded. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Back in 30 seconds.
The Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel has this area's largest selection of baby and children's spring and summer clothing and accessories in sizes preemie to 18. Great brands like Under Armour, Mustard Pie, Maya Whirl, Serendipity, Wee Squeakers, LaTop, Isabel and Chloe, and many more. We are open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, so come see me, Rebecca Rutledge, the new owner of The Attic, Becca's Baby Boutique and Consignment, Uptown Mount Carmel. Follow us on Facebook for exclusive deals.
All right, Max Puckett is going to replace Kane Hicksonball here in the top of the sixth inning with the bases loaded and two outs. Puckett working on his warm-up pitches here. Puckett, big righty, wears number 20 for the Mules. Mules leading Harrisburg 11-3. Will Gibbs will be the batter here, and he'll face Mac Puckett with two outs here at the top of the sixth, and the base is loaded. All right, Puckett completes his warm-up tosses. Billy Rogers heads back to the dugout, and Alec Pruitt heads out to the pitcher's mound to get everything straightened out with Max Puckett here in the top of the sixth. two outs, bases are loaded. Mules leading this one 11-3. Boy, Hickson Ball pitched a great, great game this afternoon. Worked out of a couple of jams, only allowing three runs to a very potent Harrisburg offense here. All right. Puckett with the delivery to Holland. That's in for a strike. Oh, one count on Holland. Here's the delivery. Add one way up high and inside for ball one. Will Holland, or rather Will Gibbs, second baseman leadoff man for Harrisburg. Back in with a 1-1 count. Puckett with the delivery. That one grounded towards second. Hobbs picks it up over to first, and that will do it. Max Puckett works out of that bases-loaded jam. And at the end of 5.5, the Mules leading this one 11-3 over Harrisburg. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Carnaby Square is celebrating 38 years of laughter, love, and lots of fashion. 20% off all dresses and Brighton sandals. An extra 20% off their packed rack of spring merchandise. And 10% off all fashion collections at the register. Plus door prizes. Now is the time to add some beautiful new pieces to your spring and summer wardrobe and save. Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, where this area has been turning for expert fashion advice for 38 years. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 5, and open late on Thursdays.
Max Puckett will bat this evening inning. For the Mules, it's going to be Tyler Hooper, Max Puckett, and Kobe Dagg for the Mules here in the bottom of the sixth. Fairfield, triangular meet over at Mount Carmel. They defeat Mount Carmel and Carmi this afternoon. Fairfield getting 60 points, Mount Carmel 58, and Carmi 56. Coach Justin Townsend for getting that over to us. Mules looking pretty good, especially in the field events, and that freshman-sophomore relay team looking very good on the quarter-mile oval this year. Track team looking pretty good so far. Mules leading this one 11-3, bottom of the sixth inning. Tyler Hooper will bat here. Hooper, 1-for-3 on the afternoon. Singled and scored in the second. Singled and stranded at second in the fourth. And struck out in the fifth. There's the pitch from Martin. That's in for a strike. One more delivery on the way. And that's taken for a ball. Mules Baseball is brought to you this year by United Mutual Insurance, Carnaby Square, ACT Tire and Auto, Car Corral, Polaris, The Addict, and El Gallito Mexican Restaurant. Hooper sends one over the third baseman's head, or the shortstop's head. That's a base hit, and he's digging for two. Tyler Hooper in with a stand-up double, sent it right over the shortstop's head and dug for second. And Max Puckett will now bat for the Mules. He took over for Kane Hixonball in the top of the sixth through two pitches and got out of that bases-loaded jam. Puckett back here with nobody out and one on. That looks at a strike. No one delivery coming up from Martin. Runner on second is Hooper. Puckett swings. That'll be strike one. Wind's starting to blow in again here at Veterans Field. 1-1 delivery on the way. And that'll be called strike three on Puckett. Martin's first strikeout of the afternoon. That'll bring in Kobe Dagg. Dagg reached on a fielder's choice back in the third and scored. And 0-for-2, and Dagg swinging on the first pitch. Sends it up, and he's got himself a base hit. Nice to see Kobe get him a base hit this afternoon. And that, I mean, runners at first and third here with one out for Logan Trent. Trent, one for two on the afternoon, doubled and scored back in the second, walked and scored in the fourth, and was a strikeout victim in the fifth. No bat here with one out, bases, runners at the corner. Trent just pokes one over down the right field line and foul. Mules leading this one 11-2-3 over Harrisburg, one of the traditional Southern Illinois powers. There's the pitch from Martin. And a called third strike. And that'd have been two strikeouts in the inning for Martin. That'll bring Skyler Gray in. Gray, one for two in the afternoon. Walked, or the single and scored back in the fifth. Walked and scored in the second. Gray batting here. He swings and fouls one off at the plate. 0-1 count on rookie. Rookie Skyler Gray. They call him. They call him rookie. Kane Hickson ball goes 5 2/3 in line for the win. Get the Mules hang out here. There's the pitch. Gray looks at a ball. 1-1 count on the Mules right fielder. Count down 1-1 on Gray. There's the pitch. Gray straight up the middle. It's knocked down by the pitcher Martin. And Martin gets over to first, and he gets it there in time. And that'll do it for the sixth. Mules leave a couple on. They do not score, though. We'll go to the seventh with the Mules leading 11-3. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Make plans to celebrate Cinco de Mayo this year at Albion's newest restaurant, El Gallito, Friday, May 4th and Saturday, May 5th. Join them for drink specials and giveaways. A limited supply of Cinco de Mayo t-shirts are available now for only $10. Their drink menu includes margaritas, daiquiris, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beer, and mixed drinks. Stop by El Gallito at 300 West Main Street, Albion. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
High School Softball Tuesday on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM as Fairfield takes on Edwards County in Black Diamond Conference action. Our broadcast just ahead of 4:30 p.m. Tuesday with pregame information. High School Softball is brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, ACT Tire and Auto, and The Addict. It's the Mules and the Lions this Tuesday at 4:30 on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM.
Yeah, Black Diamond Conference action tomorrow afternoon for the Lady Mules softball team. They'll take on Edwards County at Southwest Park. Derek Dunn's going to have the call on that one about 4:25 tomorrow afternoon. And then we've got more Mules baseball action Friday afternoon for you. They'll be hosting Louisville North Clay at 4:30 p.m. here at Veterans Field. We'll have that one for you. And then next Monday we will have Mules softball action as the Lady Mules host the Mount Vernon Rams at 4:30. Pitch from Puckett on the way in for a strike. Max Puckett looking to close things out here against Harrisburg and get a W for the Mules. 0-1 to count on the way. That one skied out to left field. Got under a little too much. And that's going to be handled by Tyler Hooper out there in left for out number one. That was Isaac Crabb with the out. Dalton Lambert will check in. Lambert doubled and scored in the first, flew out to right field in the third, and then grounded into a 4-6-3 double play in the fifth. Lambert looks at ball one to start his at bat here. One-oh delivery on the way. Lambert takes it over to Carter. Carter picks it up over to first. Stagg tried to scoop it. Ball goes past him. And then Kobe Dagg comes back as Dalton Lambert got a little lazy over there at first. And they call him out. Well, yeah, they're going to argue that call. But I believe Lambert got caught napping out there. And Dagg, yeah, they're going to call him out. And that will be okay. We'll see what's going on here. Okay, Dagg missed the throw over from Carter. And it bounced off the fence back to him. Lambert got a little lazy down there at first, kind of stepped off first base, and Dagg all of a sudden came out of nowhere and tagged him. And he was called out by the umpires, but the coaches for Harrisburg arguing the call. All right, well. Yep, there he goes. Now he's finally going to go, and that'll be out number two of the seventh. Been an afternoon of crazy calls. We saw it back in the second against Harrisburg when the numbers 8 and 9 hitters inadvertently switched positions in the batting order. All right, Pucker with two outs now. That first pitch to Gouch is low for a ball. Two outs, top of the seventh. Beals looking to close this one out. Pitch on the way. That's taken outside for a ball. 2-0 the count on Presley Gouch. Gouch 1-for-3 on the afternoon. Homered back in the first and has struck out twice. Pitch on the way. Gouch fouls that one off. Count 1-2. There's the pitch, and that one actually hit the bat of Gouch and stung him, hit him close to the hands. That is ruled a foul ball. Gouch now going to be talking to the coaches here. All right, two strikes now on Gouch. Here at the top of the seventh inning, Max Puckett on in relief of Kane Hixonball looking to close out the Bulldogs this afternoon. There's the pitch from Puckett. That one fouled off to the right side, out of play. Been a crazy afternoon of baseball, at least on Harrisburg's side. And that play back in the second where the 8 and 9 hitters switch places in the batting order, and we're called out. Pitch is on the way. That one taken high for a ball. And then that play just here in the top of the seventh, Lambert had a grounder over to Cade Carter at short, or rather third. Carter threw over to first. Dagg couldn't handle it. Ball bounced off the fence right back to Dagg, and Lambert turned towards second base, and then Dagg tagged him out. All right, Gouch draws a two-out walk here, and that'll be Jack Martin stepping in. He's 0-for-3 on the afternoon. Well, 0-for-2 on the afternoon, rather. A couple of strikeouts grounded into a fielder's choice. Two outs, top of the seventh. Runner on first is Gouch after the walk. Puckett with the pitch and for a strike one. Oh, one delivery coming up from Max Puckett. Puckett with the pitch. That's outside for ball one. 1-1 the count on Jack Martin. Martin, the third Bulldog pitcher of the afternoon. Carson Burtis started the game, allowed 6 runs. Christian Williams came on early, allowed 4. Jack Martin has allowed 1. That one. Foul ball and out of play. And Martin will come back and reset it. Runner on first here, top of the 7th. Max Bucket looking to close out Harrisburg this afternoon. There's the pitch from Bucket. That one outside. Evens the count at 2-2. 2-2 count on Martin. 2 outs, top of the 2nd. Runner on first is Gouch after the walk. Pitch from Bucket on the way. That one popped up and out of play. Count remains 2-2. Great pitching performance by Kane Hixonball this afternoon. Went 5 2/3. 2-strike delivery from Puckett, and that a hit Martin. Had to bring in Bromball. Bromball. Came in place of Kent Kletcher back in the 5th. Reached on an error, was stranded at 2nd base. 2 outs, top of the 7th here. Max Puckett running into a little bit of trouble here. He walked Presley Gouch, and now he hit Jack Martin. We've got runners at 1st and 2nd with 2 out. Bromball looking to bunt, trying to pull it back, but too late, strike 1. 0-1 count on Bromball. Bucket looking to close things out here. Bromball, fly ball out to right field. And that is going to drop. 1 run's going to score for Harrisburg. Hit down to right field by Bromball. And that will allow Gouch to score from 2nd. Martin moves over to 3rd. So runners at 1st and 3rd for Carson Burtis. Burtis, 1-for-1 on the afternoon. Double back in the 2nd, stranded at 3rd. And that one is hit. And that's going to score another run for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs making a little bit of noise here. They've played it 2. Trail this one 11-5. That'll bring in Easton Wallace. Wallace is 1-for-3 on the afternoon. All right, Puckett trying to close things out here. 2 outs, top of the 7th. In for a strike. One count here. Top of the 7th. 2 out for Easton Wallace. Puckett with the pitch. That's inside for a ball. Puckett looks like he's getting a little frustrated out there. 1-1 delivery coming up from Puckett. Easton Wallace the batter. 2 outs, top of the 7th. Runners on 1st and 2nd. There's the pitch from Puckett. That over the head of Easton Wallace, and that's 2-1. Bulldogs have played it 2 here in the top of the 7th off Max Puckett. They trail 11-5 now. Puckett looking to close this one off in relief of Kane Hixonball. Pitch on the way. That's a strike. And the count now 2-2 on Puckett. 2 outs, top of the 7th. Runners at 1st and 2nd. Here's the pitch, and that's a little bit low, and now it's 3-2, and the runners will be moving here with 2 outs, top of the 7th. The 3-2 delivery coming up from Max Puckett. Easton Wallace is the batter. Here is the pitch. That one is going to be fouled off, and we'll start it back up at 3-2. Runners back to second, and they'll be moving. Three and two, Easton Wallace is the batter. As first and second, they'll be moving on the pitch. Puckett with the 3-2 pitch. All the way, and a strikeout to end the game. Mass Puckett runs into a little bit of trouble here in the top of the seventh and allows two Harrisburg runs. But that'll do it. Puckett on in relief of Kane Hixonball. Hixonball gets the victory this afternoon, and the Mules move to 13-2 with an 11-5 win over the Harrisburg Bulldogs. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
When you have a big yard, you need a riding mower to match. With Toro's newest zero-turn models, you get more comfort, more durability, and more ways to take charge of your yard. The new Time Cutter HD is heavy-duty from top to bottom, perfect for the toughest mowing challenges. And the new Titan HD lets you attach tools and buckets right to the mower to save time, plus both cushion you from bumps and vibrations for a smoother ride. Visit your local Toro dealer, ACT Tire and Automotive in Flora today.
Welcome back to Veterans Field. The Mules get a great performance on the mound from Kane Hixonball this afternoon, and they score 11 runs off three Harrisburg pitchers. They score six in the second off starter Carson Burtis, and then get four off reliever Christian Williams, and then one more in the fifth off another reliever, Jack Martin, for their 11. Kane Hixonball allows three runs, does give up a couple of home runs, but limits the damage to just three runs. And then in the top of the seventh, Max Puckett, well, top of the sixth rather, Max Puckett comes on with two outs in the top of the sixth, gets the final out, and then in the seventh he runs into a little bit of trouble, allows a couple of runs, but it's good experience for the young sophomore, Max Puckett. The Mules improved to 13-2 with the W this afternoon over Harrisburg. Great win for Billy Rogers and the Mule baseball squad. Again, the final score, the Mules 11 and Harrisburg 5. This has been Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Action tomorrow afternoon. It will be Fairfield softball taking on Edwards County in a Black Diamond Conference game over at Southwest Park. Derek Dunn is going to have the call on that one tomorrow afternoon, as I am going to be out of town. He'll be on the air about 4:25 tomorrow afternoon. Again, the final score, Fairfield at 11, Harrisburg 5. For Derek Dunn, back to the studio, I'm Mark Turner. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thanks for listening. High school baseball has been brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, ACT Tire and Auto, The Addict, Carnaby Square, and El Gallito Mexican Restaurant. High school sports is a production of WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM Sports.